You're listening to the audio portion of one of my videos. If you'd like to see the video, you can go to my YouTube channel or you can go to AboundingJoy.com. Well, hey kids, it's video number 8 in the Questions for Grandpa series. Let me ask you a really tough question. Have there ever been times in your life when you wondered whether or not God was real, whether he was really out there or not? It's pretty common for people to go through times when they begin to wonder whether God is real or not. They begin to think maybe God's only an imaginary person. Maybe he's totally fiction like Spider-Man or something. And you know what? Even people who are totally convinced that God is very real will sometimes go through times when they begin to question, they begin to doubt God. Why do you think it happens? Well, for one thing, since God is spirit, we can't see him with our physical eyes or hear him with our physical ears or smell him or taste him or touch him. And we're used to people being things that we can see and hear and touch. Yeah, sometimes, unfortunately, smell. So he may seem less real than material things. For another thing, sometimes we pray and pray and pray about something, and it may seem like God never does anything. And that may cause us to think, maybe he's just not even there. And some people think, if God really did exist, why didn't he stop all the suffering? He's either too weak, or he's not very loving, or he's just not there. That's a tough question, isn't it? Actually, there's a great answer to it. We'll talk about that later. For another thing, the Bible teaches that we have spiritual enemies. Satan, his demons, who would like very much for us to think that God's not real. So they try to affect our thinking and cause those kinds of doubts in our minds and hearts. For another thing, there seem to be lots of really smart people out there. I better put smart in quotes, hadn't I? At least they have doctor's degrees and maybe lots of education. And they say they don't believe in God. They don't believe he really exists. So when you put all these things together, it's not too surprising for some people to wonder if he's not real after all. For people to have doubts about him. I remember a time when I was a young man. Actually, I had just turned 21. When I became overwhelmed with these kinds of doubts. I just finished my undergraduate work at the University of Tennessee. I was going through some real confusing times about my life. At the time, for a very brief time, I was at the University of Maryland, just outside Washington, D.C., in College Park, Maryland, because I'd received a graduate assistantship there to pursue a doctoral degree in physics. I didn't stay there very long. But one evening, I was out in a park near there. It's called Greenbelt Park, just outside College Park, there in Maryland. And I was struggling with all these questions. And I remember looking up into the sky and saying, God, I don't even know if you're out there or not, but if you are, I need some help. I need to figure out how to get this right. I need help knowing what to do. Now, I remember that very distinctly. There wasn't an immediate or spectacular answer to that prayer. But God began to do something in my life at that point because he knew I was really serious. And as time went on, God began to show me more and more about himself. And it wasn't long till I was looking back on that moment as a great turning point in my life. I still do. It turns out that God has given us lots of reasons, lots of evidence for his reality, for his existence. So that if we're willing, if we're open, we can know with great certainty that he's real. Now, for time's sake, I'm not going to try to get into all that evidence right now. I just want you to know it's there. And we'll hit a few highlights here just to kind of give you a heads up about it. This is the kind of thing you can learn a little bit more about by watching my Veritas videos if you haven't done that. And of course, you can do some study of your own from things you can find on the internet. I'll be glad to help you find things if you're interested. But at least I'll try to kind of quickly mention some of the things that have meant a whole lot to me through the years when those doubts tried to come on me. These things have helped. One way I can quickly become convinced that there's a God is by looking around at what He's made. Romans chapter 1 says about people who claim that there is no God. That's what God says. He said, "For what can be known about God is plain to them, because God's shown it to them. For the invisible attributes, namely His eternal power and divine nature, have been clearly perceived ever since the creation of the world," listen, "in the things that have been made." So they're without excuse. Now I realize that a lot of people try to explain the creation that God has made all around us, incredibly complex creation. They try to explain it without God by using some what we sometimes call Darwinism or neo-Darwinism or biological evolution. I don't have time, again, to get into it really in great detail here, but you need to realize that these theories are very, very, very weak, and they cannot really explain the existence of life. Just a few years ago, actually it was in 2016, some of the greatest scientists in the world met in London, England, to discuss problems with the theory of evolution. And these scientists were not Bible believers. They weren't Christians, but they were making clear that there were enormous weaknesses in their ability to explain the existence of life without God, just by random evolution. It wasn't working. A few years ago, when the molecular biologists began to be able to understand what happens in a single little microscopic cell at the molecular level, they were blown away. First of all, they discovered that there's an incredible amount of information found in the DNA molecule of every single cell. The DNA molecule is like a library of information for every living thing, how it's put together, how it's to function. Millions of complex actions that are carried out in the cells, and then of course the whole bodies of living things. How they're to be maintained. All that information. Evolution can't account for that information. They have no idea how that information got there. We do. God put it there. On top of that, scientists have found that before a cell could reproduce itself, you've got to be able to do that to have life, of course, to reproduce. There are literally billions of atoms that have to be in exactly the right place, all at the same time, forming very complex molecules that carry out these functions in the cell. And listen, guys, these things depend on each other. They would have to appear all at once for reproduction to take place, because one of them can't function independently without the other. They need each other. It's a very complex system of things. These things couldn't have happened by mere chance. There are mathematical laws of probability that make that very clear. God had to create these things. They simply couldn't have come into existence without Him. No way. No way. So the molecules of life point very clearly to the Creator God. Listen, if you're interested in this, pursuing this, I've got a lot more information about these things in my Veritas videos. You need to check them out. And then there's this matter of the fine-tuning of the universe. God's designed His universe with such precision that it just blows us away. The more scientists can see and understand, the more amazed they are. And they discovered many mathematical constants in our physical universe that had to be very, very, very precisely tuned. If they were off only by a little bit, life couldn't exist. You see, God intended for us to be in awe of the precision of His creation. I also have a Veritas video with more information about this amazing phenomenon, this fine-tuning of the universe. You need to check it out. Another strong pointer to God, I believe, is the fact that we all have this inner sense that some things are right and some things are wrong. When we realize that some things are just plain wrong, they're evil, they're wicked. You say, what are you talking about, Grandpa? Well, for example, torturing little kids to death just for the fun of it, everybody would say, oh, that's very evil and wicked. Hating people because of their skin color, it's wicked, evil. Or hating people just because they're different from us some other way, it's evil. Abusing people, hurting people just because they're weaker than we are. When we realize those things are really wicked and really evil, if we think about it, we realize that means there must be a God. Because if there were no God to establish absolute goodness, then we wouldn't have a way to claim that some things are evil and wicked and wrong. You see what I'm saying? You can't know that something's wicked if you don't know what's right. And things just got here through chance collisions of these quadrillions of atoms through billions of years in the universe just by accident and chance. There'd be no basis for right or wrong. You couldn't say there was anything right or anything wrong. Things just happen to be what they are. That's all you can say. Pure chance. If there were no God there, there'd be no standard for what's good. And if there were no standard for what's good, you can't call anything evil. Not really. But we know there's evil. We see it. We know about it. I think, related to that, is the existence of selfless love. And also the existence of beauty. By the way, when I say love, I'm not talking about what some of us call love. It's really just kind of a selfishness. I mean, we claim to love people and things just because our selfish desires want those things or those people. They do things that we like. They do things for us. But there's a deeper love. That kind of love that causes people to sacrifice themselves, to give up what they really want, sometimes to give up their very lives for the good of others. That kind of love makes no sense if there's no God, if everything just got here by sheer chance. And whenever the beauty of creation around us, I hope this happens to you often, when the beauty of creation around us causes us to have feelings of awe and wonder, maybe with tears in our eyes, I don't think there's any explanation for that other than a creator God who defines what's beautiful and creates such beauty all around us. You can add to that millions of people alive today and millions of people who've lived before us who testify that God has made himself so real to them that they would gladly give up their lives rather than renounce him. They love God. They know he loves them. All those testimonies have to be taken very seriously. And then there are those fulfilled prophecies in the Bible. Mathematicians have tried to calculate if those things could have happened by chance. And the answer is no. They could not possibly have happened by chance. I have a Veritas video about that evidence also, fulfilled prophecy. And then you've got the resurrection of Jesus from the dead. And the evidence is overwhelming that he really did rise from the dead. I have a Veritas video about his resurrection too. It clearly says there's a God. He is God. He conquered death. I think you're probably getting the point, aren't you? For people who really do want to know the truth. Now, I know there are a lot of people out there that don't want to know the truth. They put their head in the sand. They don't want to know. They'd rather live the way they want to live. They don't want to be accountable to God. Yes, those are out there. I hope that's not you. I don't believe that's you. People who really do want to know the truth about the existence of God, God's left all kinds of evidence. Lots of pointers that direct us to him. So the next time you get hit with those doubts flooding into your mind, you know, you might do some spiritual warfare, tell Satan to get out in the name of Jesus. But you might want to remind yourself of some of these things we've been talking about. He's real, all right. He's here. He's God. And the only reasonable response for us is to love him, to trust him, to worship him, to make our lives all about him. Now, I realize I've hit these things pretty quickly, haven't gone into much detail. If you have questions or if you want some more information, please let me know. I'd love to talk with you about this stuff. Nothing I'd like better. Of course, like I said, you can check out the Veritas videos. Got it? Good. Okay, then. For now, just remember, there's a war against God going on out there, and we all need to stay in that battle. Let's pray. Father, I thank you for my grandkids. I thank you that they love you. And I know, Lord, that the more they serve you and the more they follow you, the more they will be attacked by the enemy. He'll try very hard to get them out of the battle. He'll try very hard to sideline them. He'll try very hard to convince them that you're not even here. So, Lord, I pray you would fortify my grandkids. I pray you'd help them to get these things that we've been talking about deeply ingrained in their hearts and minds, so that when they get hit with doubts, they can quickly deal with them and get it right and give you praise and give you honor and give you glory and love you and trust you and worship you. Lord, help us to do that well. We want to bring you a lot of glory. And Father, we realize there may be people around us and people around my grandkids who struggle with these kind of doubts. Help us to learn these things well enough that we can help them too to get through those kind of struggles. We want to be useful to you in the lives of others. We want to love others the way you do. So please help us with that. Thank you for loving us. Thank you for all your blessings. Bless my grandkids. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, okay, kids. Hope there were some things there to help. Next time you struggle with some doubts about God, hopefully some of the things here will help drive those things away. Next time, Lord willing, we'll be talking about the importance of having the right friends. Turns out to be maybe a lot more important than you realize, so stay tuned.